Northwest London Christian Church. We're studying through the book of 1 John. Unfortunately, we can't cover every detail in the sermons, and so I'm recording a few extra details from some of the passages. We're up to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 today. It reads like this. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. This is a verse with a challenge, but a tremendous promise. In fact, more than one tremendous promise. Walking in the light. Walking in the way John writes here is a metaphor for the whole way that a Christian lives. It is emphasizing the truth that a Christian should make steady progress, not always spectacular, but steady. Walking isn't running. Of course, there are other metaphors in the New Testament about running the race, but much of the Christian life is a walk in a particular direction, a walk on a narrow path, a walk towards Jesus with him in mind, with him as our goal, with him as our mentor, with him as our hero. But it's steady progress. Much of the pressure comes off a Christian when we realize that we're designed for steady progress, that we're not expected by God to change everything, every day, instantly. Of course, there's the spectacular change that happens at repentance. And indeed, repentance further on in the Christian life of other things can have spectacular moments, but the average experience is one of steady progress. As we look back over 10 years or 20 or 30, we should see progress. And if we do, we can rejoice with God. Fellowship is emphasized here. He says we have fellowship with one another if we walk in the light. Fellowship's emphasized because it is a consequence of walking right. Someone who walks like Jesus and walks in the light will have great fellowship in the church with other Christians. Perhaps it's a question for us to ask, if we're not enjoying great fellowship, are we really walking in openness in the light? In the context of this book, of course, some false teachers have divided the church and broken fellowship. 1 John 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. Those who don't walk in the light, unfortunately, not only leave the light and walk back into darkness, but break fellowship. Walking in the light gives us fellowship. Walking in the light also keeps us sensitive to our sins and to our need for forgiveness, and therefore it helps us to stay grateful for forgiveness. The word sin is used a lot in 1 John, 17 times in all in such a small book, and that's a lot. But if we walk in the light, we'll continually be purified. Purifies here in verse 7 is in the continuous tense. It is conveying the idea that purification takes place every day. This is not the once-for-all cleansing of baptism that's mentioned, but once someone is in Christ and walking in the light, then we continually have cleansing. It's a wonderful thought for us that today we can be as cleansed from our sin as we were yesterday or the day we became a Christian. It's important and so vital and so valuable to us that we can live today with a clear conscience. We can live today knowing that we're clean and that we are pure and that we are right with God. Let us today walk in the light as he is in the light. Let's have fellowship with one another, remembering that the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin, even today. We'll do verse 8 tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.